You are listening to the Creative Minds Brilliant Life podcast. Here, we talk about the creative process, inspiration, innovation, and how we can all live a more beautiful and abundant life, whether you consider yourself an artist or not, because life itself is a creative experience. I'm your host, Nicole Garapi, coming to you from a small island in the middle of the Caribbean Sea called St. Croix. I'm a jewelry designer, art gallery owner, former ballerina, and thriving artist. And I believe in living a more beautiful, connected, and intentional life through the experience of creativity. So let's get into today's episode. What would it look like in your life to really, really create the life and the experience of life that you truly desire to have? So that's one of the things that I believe is the underrated or maybe just forgotten part of being a creative and a creator. And as I always say, as humans, we are all innately creatives and creators. But there are many people who just don't consider themselves creatives or don't acknowledge their creative gifts for one reason or another. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all have different pursuits, right? And that brings me to really this podcast topic today, this episode topic, that we get to create and design the life experience that we truly want to have. And last week, I had my friend Sierra Sophia Mercier on my podcast, and we had an incredible conversation about what it actually looks like to bring love into your life in a very intentional way. And I think that's so important, that key word, intentional. Right. And this really is true for creating anything we want in our lives. And for some reason, I think, you know, my creative journey started a very long time ago. And I've also, because I've been a creative business owner for many, 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 many years now, I've worked for myself far longer than I ever worked for other people. So it's very easy for me to just think about life and think about how much control I have over my destiny. Now, the only little caveat I will put on that is that because I'm a highly spiritual person, I don't believe I have the ultimate control. I do believe there is something much bigger than me, much bigger than us as humans, that really has the ultimate control. But we do actually get to design our life experience. And as I said, because I have been a self-employed creative business owner for so many years, it's a little bit hard for me to go back to a time where I felt not in control of my life. And I realized through conversations with many people, and I speak to a lot of people who are creatives, a lot of people who are starting businesses, I hear all the time this one theme that, you know, most people feel that they have to wait for something outside themselves to happen in order to have the life or the success or whatever it is, or the love. If we go back to, you know, my conversation with Sierra last week, that they really want in their life. Like they basically, I think that many people, and you might relate to this, are outsourcing their control, their decision-making, and ultimately different parts of their lives to something outside of themselves. Right. And for many people, it can be a lot easier if we use the example of, you know, getting a job and working for somebody for a steady paycheck, as opposed to creating your own income, which can be very up and down at first. And it really takes a solid foundation to be able to handle that. And that can be a foundation that can be just energetic, like you have such unwavering faith that your vision is going to work out, that, you know, nothing is going to bring you down. And it can also be something a little bit more tangible, like actually having, a safety net or some sort of financial cushion to float you through as you go out on your new endeavor. But But we have the choice. And this is something that a lot of people forget. And I have shared on the podcast before, if you're kind of at the beginning of deciding to do something different in your life, maybe you've found that something isn't working and that you are not ultimately happy. I think so many people, I mean, this I believe is just a human experience, and it can happen at different times in our lives for so many different reasons, right? It can be because of something very traumatic. It can be a dark night of the soul moment. It can be the grief of, you know, losing loved ones, which is just a part of life. Some people, you know, lose people in their lives in very tragic ways, and that sometimes feels very different than losing an older relative or a parent or something like that. There are a lot of different reasons that we come to realize something in our life isn't working. And that's generally when most people shift or change. And then sometimes it can just really be, I kind of consider these like those divine God moments where you just wake up one day and say to yourself, I cannot keep going like this. I cannot keep doing this. So there are lots of reasons that I believe we come to this place where we just decide to change something in our life. And change is a really beautiful thing. I have a wonderful friend who has reflected many things to me through over the course of my life and journey. We've known each other for many years. I mean, I think we're going on 20 something years that we've known each other. And so she's seen many sides of me. And, you know, a friend of mine posted a beautiful quote on Instagram recently. And it's basically that butterflies cannot see the beauty of their wings. It's those outside of them that see their beauty. And that's really true for us as humans, too. It's really hard for us to see our own beauty and our own potential. And we really need the reflection of people who know us well, people who really understand who we are, sometimes to see our beauty and to reflect these things to us. So this particular friend had reflected to me, and what great irony that I chose that butterfly quote, but she reflected to me that she's seen me change myself, not change. She actually used the word reinvent myself over and over in life. And I do it with grace and so fearlessly. And that was such a beautiful reflection. I feel like this was one of the first times I ever made a big change in my life. This was around my late 20s, I believe, which is a time of Saturn return. It's the time that Saturn is at the same place in the sky or in the orbit that it was when you were born. So it has a lot to do with the passage into adulthood and actually really shifting into a new chapter of life. So this was very early on that this reflection was made to me. And it just has begun to feel natural to me. And I think change, and of course, that's why I love that I use that butterfly quote, because butterflies are very much a symbol of change. If we look around us, using that butterfly example, nature is constantly changing, evolving, and going through seasons. And we as humans do this as well. And I think very often in society, we kind of believe that it's a race with a finish line, right? We believe that we have to get to this place and then everything will just be fine. We kind of coast. And maybe if you're listening to this and you're a creative person, you're like, heck no, I don't like routine. I don't like things being the same. I'm always mixing it up. Wonderful, amazing. You're already on the butterfly journey. But I think it's really normalized. And I see this around me a lot because, you know, I have some friends that are business owners and entrepreneurs, and we all understand that this is a crazy journey. It is up and down. There are cycles, there are changes, there are seasons, all of these things. And then I have many friends who are in more traditional jobs where, you know, kind of the same thing every day. So I have kind of these, I guess I have both sides of the coin there. But it's in that more predictable. Everything is the same. When we get to this point, when we get to that finish line, everything's going to be fine. It's that idea, it's that energy that can kind of feel limiting, and we can get stuck in it. And that's when generally we can find ourselves in that moment of, oh my God, something needs to change in my life. And the good news is we have the ultimate power. And to say that, there have definitely been times in my life where I was totally afraid of change. I did not like the idea of change. I was terrified of what might be on the other side because what I knew was safe and predictable. So change is, you know, I can make it sound very beautiful and inspiring by talking about nature and the butterflies, because that is really how I see it, where I am sitting with looking back at many experiences of being that butterfly and being the caterpillar. It's not always an easy transition, but if you are sitting in a place where something doesn't feel right in your life and you are not living the life that you truly want, that's when we know it's time to do something different. And it can start by just being something really small. It doesn't mean, you know, throwing away your entire life and starting over. Although some people do that, right? I believe I'm navigating the beginnings of what a midlife crisis may be. But, you know, I'm not really seeing it as a crisis as much as, oh, these are some interesting things that are coming up. Let's, you know, kind of explore this a little bit more, because it feels very much like another incredible season of change. So if you're on that path, if you're in that place of something needs to shift, something needs to change, there's a really, you know, I like to simplify things so that everything doesn't feel so overwhelming. And I love to use a three-step system. I think three-step systems, it's the magic of three. It really tends to get you clear and focused, right? So if you're in that place where you just do not know, and this can be life, this can be business, this can be, you know, like my friend Sierra and her book was talking about finding love. And, you know, maybe your relationship isn't where you want it to be, or you're not in a relationship and you're looking to bring love into your life. Whatever it is, the first step in the process is finding clarity and knowing what you want, like literally knowing what you want. What do you want in a relationship? What do you want out of life? What do you want out of your business? And this is another thing that if we're in this routine of everything being the same every day, sometimes it's really easy to feel like we don't have a choice. And that is just wild to me because, you know, for me, as I've grown, I've just found myself with more choices, more opportunities, and that is really, really exciting. So it's always eye-opening to me when I talk to people who are a little bit earlier on in their creative journey or their entrepreneurial journey, and they feel like they don't have choices, that they don't have options, that they don't really have freedom. And it does very often take some work, take some time, take some putting one foot in front of the other. But it always does show up. That's the thing. There's that great quote from Abraham Hicks that if you put a pot of water on the stove to boil, it's going to boil, but you have to wait for it. If you keep turning off the heat, taking the pot off the stove, obviously it's not going to boil. And that's what happens when we second guess ourselves in our dreams. It's like we're turning the heat off of the stove. And so, of course, the water takes a lot longer to boil. We have to keep that heat on consistently in order to see the results that we want. But it's like a tried and true thing. The water will boil. The thing that you want will come. So step one is just really knowing what you want out of life, out of business, out of love. That is so, so important. And I really believe that the second step is deciding to do something different. So most of the time when we find ourselves in a place where life isn't working out or business isn't working out, something isn't working out the way that we want, it's because everything we're doing isn't working. We really have to kind of surrender, let go, and invite the idea of something, a new possibility in. It doesn't mean we have to know what it is, but we just have to kind of admit that what we're doing isn't working. And that can be really hard for a lot of people. You know, it's so much more comfortable when we tell ourselves that we have control over our lives, right? We tell ourselves that we've got it, we're in control, no problem. Because again, giving up that illusion of control is the unknown. So that's really step two. And I'll tell you, like, this is something that I still go back and forth on, right? The giving up control and believing that may be something, another solution will present itself to me if I stop trying so hard to have the answer. And it's happened in my life so many times that you would think by now I would come to rely on it and trust that. Trust that when I just stop, maybe I go and do something else instead of trying to solve whatever this particular thing is. And this can be big or small. This can be, you know, the major life shift, or it can be something as small as a project at work. This sort of surrender and believing that there is another way, entertaining the idea that there's another way besides what I have been doing. It's really, really powerful. And then the third step is to find one thing, find one action that we can take that is bringing us closer to the thing that we ultimately want. So that doesn't mean making a plan. It means one step. And I mean, the smaller, the better, because that taking one action step, you know, it could be, I don't know why this is the example that's coming to mind, but you know, I finally bought myself a new car last year after having a car that was constantly in the shop, but I didn't think I was ready to buy a new car. And I just decided that, you know, I can't keep putting my car in the shop every 3 months and it costs so much money. Let me just go to the dealership and look at a new car. I hadn't even thought about what new cars cost these days and yada, yada, yada. So the first step for that was just like, you know, well, obviously, the first step was deciding that the thing I wanted was a new car. That was literally step one. Step two in surrendering was saying, well, maybe instead of continuing to put my car in the shop every 3 months, I should just entertain the idea of a new car. And then for me, the third part of that was going to the dealership. I didn't go out to buy a car. I was like, let me just go and get the information. And a lot of times that can be what that third step is about, gathering information. I mean, these days we have information at our fingertips, right? So you can just go to Google and that's how you can get some of the information that you need on whatever it is that you are thinking about, right? So this little process goes back to, we get to create our life. We get to create our experience in this lifetime. And I really want more people to understand that, because I do. It's always sad to me when I encounter people who feel like they don't have control over their lives. And I can relate because I have very much been there. One of my favorite quotes is from Howard Thurman, and it goes, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." And I love that quote for so many reasons. Obviously, if you have ever been around people who are really fired up and excited about life, about what they do, or just excited in general, they have that energy. And we want to be around more of that energy. I love that in my life, I've found people who have that energy to spend time with, because for a long time I didn't. And that is what I believe we tap into when we are living our best lives. I mean, that sounds like it should be an Instagram post or a meme or something. But as cliche as it may be, there is so much deep truth to this, right? We truly can create our lives. And if right now that feels like it's very far away to you, it's important to, you know, remember that this is what we came here to do, right? This is what we came to this planet to do, is to live a good life and inspire others and have amazing human relationships. That really is why we are here. And we get to have that experience. We get to create the life we want to be living. We get to create the relationships. We get to call in everything that we want. And that is part of creating and designing the life of our dreams. Because as I always say, being a creative, being a creator, it's about far more than being an artist. This is everything that we do is a creation. Our life is a work of art. And the more we realize that and go about that every day, we're going to inspire people around us to do the same. And I don't know about you, but I like to be around people who are fired up, excited about life, and just really out there doing awesome things. And this is kind of your creative call to action here. Like, that is why we're here. So if you are listening to this and you know, I think most of us have that dream deep inside of us. We have something that needs to be fulfilled, like an ultimate dream of what we desire in our lives. And it's really easy to get into a place where we forget that, or we don't believe that we can really achieve everything that we want in this life. And we need to tap back into that. I think sometimes it gets buried in childhood and really like uncovering and holding the inner child really, you know, helps to bring this forth, to bring this back up. We all kind of have that dream. What is yours? If you forgot that, this could be another really interesting kind of journaling exercise, is to get back to what that ultimate dream was about. And it may not, for many people, it may not be a specific dream that you can see. It can be a feeling. It can be something that you knew as a child and you wanted to bring into the world. So much of our wisdom lies in the things that we wanted and felt as kids, because we are the most pure when we are that young, before the conditioning of the societies we live in is sort of put upon us. So allow yourself to dream. That's really one of the things that in my life I got very far away from and have come back to on my creative journey. And I want to see more people doing exactly that, because in the words of the great Howard Thurman, what the world needs is people who have come alive. In this episode, I mentioned a three-step process that I use in creating and identifying what is next in the process of creating ultimately what we want to bring in, call in, or create in our lives, or how to make changes in our life itself. And I love to break things down into steps and processes because it feels so much more attainable when broken down like that. Sometimes if we're looking at something really big, especially when it's something that involves change, it can feel super overwhelming. So that's why I really like to break things down. So the three steps that I mentioned in this episode, number one is clarity, knowing what you want. Define your desires with unwavering clarity. What do you seek in life, love, and business? So number two is surrender. Release the illusion of control and welcome the unknown, maybe something beyond what you thought was possible. And number three, action. Taking a single small step toward the thing that you ultimately want, that thing that you identified in step one. One step, one small step, because from there, the next step usually becomes clear. So I hope this episode and this little three-step system really helps you to clarify what you ultimately want, what you want to create and what you want to bring into the world, because that's what we need more of. We need more of creative, inspired people who are lighting up the world. Thank you for listening to today's creative conversation. I am so thrilled you are on this journey with me. If you haven't already, please subscribe to or follow this podcast. That way you will never miss an episode. And I would also love it if you would give the show a 5-star rating and leave a written review. This helps me out so much. And if you would like to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at Nicole Garraby. Let's stay connected, because this journey is so much better together.